And let's move on to the next area, which is around how, you know, companies used to be able, through their brand messages, just say, we are, you know, great, we have high quality, or whatever, or our food is very nutritious. How do you think, you know, in today's age of where there's much greater cynicism against corporates about products, about so on, how do you, should companies make people believe what they say more, make things more credible when they're asserting them online?
That's an enormous question.
I know.
let's pick it off bit by bit. In a crisis, you've created a group of people out there that think badly about you, and you can defend that situation till your heart's content. Will it convince? Nope. And you can only, in my view, approach a crisis by recognising that the people that you're talking to are in a state of high emotion, and you've got to use emotion back. They've got to believe that you are as bothered about this issue as they are. Let's use a down-to-earth example of British Petroleum and the problem in the Gulf. Tony Hayward must be a damn good manager because he's come right the way up through the ranks of a very large company, and now he's at the top of the company. But handling that crisis in a very rationalistic way and not coming across to the audience as someone that was devastated by what had happened.
Mm.
Sure he was, but that didn't come across. The other thing that corporates can't do at the moment, which has got to change, is apologise. Because their lawyers are sitting on the shoulders
going, don't admit.
Don't do that, yeah, because of liability. And insurance companies are saying, we are not going to cover you for something which is a mistake. We're only going to cover you for an accident. As soon as you admit liability, forget the insurance policy. That's got to change. That's got to change. And the reputation people are saying, for heaven's sake, you know, we've got to come across as human beings. We come across as unthinking, uncaring, unfeeling people. Then we're going to suffer as a result of this. I completely agree. So recognising that emotion has to be dealt with emotion, I think, is an important lesson that we've picked up in our work. That answering emotion with rational just doesn't, will never get you anywhere.
Totally agree.